the five finger, that is a kind of sign which is called the oganami. That means you can see all the parts like this. So you yourself will know. You don't have to go and ask anyone whether you have progressed it or not. So if you can see like that, that means already you got a great signal for that, you are progressing. And immediately after that, you will get very good concentration, very good tamadhi. Batamadhi kaya phaya upisra.
Uviratamadhi kaya.
Ta ho ni nevi bapya.
Ni nevi. Ni nevi. Uviratamadhi anulam kudru psancha ho ayro dhamma. Eri chao ni nevi.
So, once you progress and see these five together, then you are very close. It is called the excess or neighborhood concentration. That means it is close, very, very close.
Ubhidhāra parikāne anurāne kudrupūrādhirojīde. Ubhidhāra parikāne parikāne ubhidhāra veratamādhi parikāne ubhidhāra. Veratamādhi parikāne apanātamādhi.
Apanātamādhi
sa yāvi sa yāvi. Sa yādhvāru si mēku yāvuya. Lekanāya tōngā te miro pōhāle se ta mē yādhvāru māmu. Eja tīlvai dhvāvi.
Asa mē mā yādhvāru bō.
So
he's telling that please practice this meditation and you will know whether you are progressing or not. The signs and the symbols you will be able to see when you close your eyes, and if you can see the parts, like as you see your five finger, that means it is very close. It is called the axis concentration or neighborhood concentration. So that means you are very, very close to the goal. And he wants you all to practice this to get that. Tua di teaga tu atho nere ho sia winji ga pya tua atho ta ga bilo le takha takha tu amya ji ka torole tu min lo yare now takha takha di pinsaka alon tu ma mi bu ba pya le gu tong gu elo be tu kaung kaung min ne a ma min ne ha go dilo cha tha me la mi yang lo wa me la
mi yang lo wa ma mi na mi yang lo wa mi yang
so try and see all the five. It will be like this, beginning. Then afterward you will get it. Senai phaya. Senai thobi phaya.
Thobi bari. Nene dhabha pao hu sa hu. Uri bhi jin ra. Pao mo le dhabha pao bhi ra. Pero thim jen bho go. Pero pero thi nai, pero thi nai me su ra. Ti bho ya na gale. Mamiya miya miya ya hu pao me su hi.
ဟုတ်ကဲ့မရအောင်အထုံးအောင်မယ်ဟုတ်ကဲ့မရပြီရလို့ပြိပာနမရအောင်အထုံးအောင်မယ်ပြိပာနမရဆက်စုံရောရှာခွဲဖြစ်လာမဆက်စုံမရောရှာလို့ရှင်ကိုစာဝတ်တောက်ကတော့ထဲ့ကြည့်ရမယ်သူဩဃာနမေကပါလဲဖေဩဃာနမေကိုပြောပါဘောဆံမွေးချင်းနေတယ်တပည့်နမေတပည့်နမေအဲ့တပည့်နမေဩဃာဩဃာနမေပဲယွန်းလာရင်လည်းဥစ္စာမယုံဘူးတော့နဲ့မယုံဘူးသိပွားထားတော့မယုံနိုင်ဘူးယွန်းလာလိမ့်မယ်ဆက်စုံလာလိမ့်မယ်
มาธิยาวีอุปสรรคอนุโลมก็รู้สังไม่เอาให้รู้ตัวล่ะ
So he's telling that please practice so that you can at least get something out of this practice. The first you have to try to see the five parts together. If you get that, then you can get very good concentration. And if you get that concentration means you are approaching your goal. Ogaha Neme, he's telling you'll get first Ogaha Neme, which means that you can see five parts like you see your five fingers. And as you get that, then you have to practice more and more, then you get Adi Neme Pima Usara. Then you get the neighborhood concentration. And once you get the neighborhood concentration, then there is no way that you can come back. You have to progress. So after that, still there is another kind of concentration, which is called the full concentration, apanna. So that is the full concentration. If you get that, then you got it.
So should we ideally start the visualization after the 165 days of chanting?
Then no, no, no.
But this is all through the chanting.
All through the chanting.
So that by the end of that 165 days, it should be more clear.
At least something you see, definitely. So pure at the chao se ngai lo line to the name ne bare akon ya twa bi la phaya be ya me da thu lo chou sa ma bo
e chou sa ma thin thamya ka la ba lo bwa niya ma o o ka ni me ma ya thamya ka lo bwa niya ma be ne ye ne ya ne pi da be tou ye ne ya ne pi da be a ra thau ko da lo de tou ye ne ya bwa ni le kaung de le nya nya thit de le ya de tou ye thau ko ne 15 ye so ya ma be 15 ye na sat nyaw ne lo me so o ka ni me ya ne ne ya.
So he said, there are people who can get within 15 days, you see. So, and there are people they are doing for years, they are not getting anything.
Also, in California, do you show the corpse, or was that only in Burma that you did that?
I don't know about California. They saw in Burma and in India.
But in your course, when you
did no, it, you I took them to India and Burma.
I did.
So he has given this instruction. Are you clear with this instruction? Yavi Pya.
Yavi. Yavi doing rule. And Yavi doing rule.
Home, even you can practice where you go and work, there also you can all the time, you see, recite mentally all the time, you see. Wherever you go, even when you take your shower, you can recite mentally. When you cook, whatever you do, just recite mentally.
I have a question about visualization. When you're saying each word, you're visualizing each part.
Mm-hmm.
I got confused when you said five, when you see your five fingers.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you might have meant that it was a whole.
No,
that
no,
you
the
saw five parts
oh, no.
at once.
Mm-hmm.
At some
five
time.
Parts, I mean.
Individually.
Individually, side by side, like you keep like this.
Okay, side by side,
yeah,
as a whole.
As a whole, the five things. Because definitely the nail will be different from here.
Mm-hmm.
And so side by side, you see. Like you see five finger, this five finger, they are all different in size and shape. So these are all different too, but you must see them as you see your five fingers.
So one at a time.
You have to try one at a time, and a day will come when you will be, like he's telling that, Ogaha Neme. That means you will get that kind of signal that you can see five together. And that day you say, aha, I got it. But you have to try to see, it's not, I mean, some people, they have their accumulated merit and they get it very easily. And some people, you see, they have to try. So, any other?
I was just curious. Hasn't the meditation that you've been teaching us all week, doesn't the end result give us liberation from our body? I mean, isn't this the same thing? Just is this a more advanced technique? Or, I mean, if we stay with the inside meditation, isn't that sufficient?
I'm sure that is very, very sufficient in if you are doing vipassana, that is the satipatthana, and that is very, very, you see, good. And this is important. Some people, they are very, very interested for the purpose of attaining some kind of insight. Through this also they get insight. And through this also, it is a healing meditation. It depends upon the interest. But if you can stay with satipatthana, that is, see, the Lord Buddha even said that he attained his enlightenment with the satipatthana. But this is also under satipatthana. One part, because in satipatthana there are four foundations of mindfulness, and one is the about the body, kaya nupasana. In kaya nupasana there are many body meditation, and this is one. And this is especially in vipassana, the many people, they can't see the three characteristics very easily. Unless you see the three characteristics of arising and passing, that is, all things are painful, all things are changing, impermanent, and all things are without any substance. So these three, you can easily see if you do this also. So many people, this is because something, I think, here in this country, this is a very new thing. But in Burma, it is a compulsory thing for everyone, I think. Even a little kid. I think the kid, he or she, I'm sure everyone, they recite this one. And in nunnery, in Burmese nunnery, all the little nuns, very young, 5 years, 7 years, all of them, they are chanting this. This is the kind of compulsory thing in Burma. Everyone must know. In every nunnery, in every monastery, morning, 4 o'clock, you hear this. But see, in this country, this is a kind of new thing. Very new.
How do you see tesso different from mentone, skin and flesh?
Huh? Tasso is the skin, this one, and flesh. After skin, there is the flesh, isn't it?
Muscle.
Yeah, all those muscles,
yes,
and
flesh.
Yeah.
Muscle.
Flesh.
But say muscle is easier.
What would the gums come under?
Huh?
The gums.
I think that is also a kind of
flesh.
Flesh. So, any other question? During Buddha's time, this was compulsory for everyone. Buddha said that, O bhikkhus, there is only eka dhamma, and that dhamma is this.
I think there's a minor misprint in the English of item 6, liquid fat, parenthesis, serum or grease. I don't think that should be serum, it should be sebum, S-E-B-U-M. It's not, the liquid fat, is, I believe, is what is meant, is the oil that's secreted by the glands in the skin.
But the liquid fat is not sebum?
I think it's sebum with a B. It's produced by the sebaceous glands in the skin.
So maybe the printing. Yeah.
It's not cholesterol. I think it just means skin grease.
Yeah. Yeah, everywhere it is serum. And
you said before that people who have already accumulated merit will be easy, it will be easy for them to understand. Perhaps could you explain the idea of this accumulating merit and also the idea of reincarnation?
Oh. Accumulated merit means now this is your present life and I'm also here. Certain thing you can just get it easily. We are trying for the same job. We are trying and I'm also trying. And maybe I've tried much more than you, but the job is, they gave you the job. Because maybe you have some accumulated merit from the last birth, that's why you're enjoying getting that easily. For me, everything very hard ways, I can't get it, because I don't have accumulated merit. Some people, they don't try at all, but they can get things very easily. And some people, they try and try and try, but they get things, but in a very hard way. So the one who gets very easily, that is because of the accumulated merit. And also, in another way we can explain, today all of us, we are sitting here together. Why we can sit together here? Because all of us, we have accumulated certain merit together in past life, so that today we are here all together. That is also accumulated merit. And another one is that incarnation? Incarnation, okay. This incarnation is, there are three different beliefs. One group, they believe in reincarnation. Another group, they believe in rebirth. And another group, they believe in the Tibetan. They believe in carnation. I think they believe in incarnation. They don't believe in reincarnation. They believe only in incarnate. They incarnate. They don't believe they don't believe in that. They believe only in incarnation. Like the tulkus. They are the incarnation of this and that. But reincarnation is different. That is, the reincarnation means it is especially those who are searching for a permanent entity, those who are searching for something which lasts forever. There are two trends of thinking, you see. In Eastern philosophy, you'll find that there are two trends of thinking. One is searching for a permanent entity, and another is searching for a change. And those who are searching for permanent entity, they always try to think for the reincarnation. That's why sometimes they say that, like, this person is the, or say, Lord Krishna is the reincarnation of Lord Vishnu. You see, that is the very, very Hindu thought. Lord Krishna is the reincarnation of Lord Vishnu. Or Lord Buddha, the Hindu way they will think, oh, Lord Buddha, he is also reincarnation of Lord Vishnu, something like that, they talk like that. But from the Buddhistic point of view, as Lord Buddha, he comes under the category of change. He is looking for a change. He is trying to find out how he can change that universal, you see, problem of the his fellow beings, the humanity, about their existential despair. He saw that. And he saw that the people, they were really not happy. And therefore, he tried to solve. And his way of solving is that if he can accept change, then if everything is changing, if nothing lasts, then suffering will not last too. So that's the way he tried to go into change. He says that if you can accept change as the reality, then this suffering, this unhappiness or disharmony, conflict, confusion, everything can be changed too. If you accept change, then the disease can be cured too. There is a remedy for the disease too. Therefore, I think he was trying to find out his reality as a change. And if everything is changing, if nothing lasts forever, and even he says that the same person cannot, even in the Western philosophy also, Heraclitus said that the same person cannot enter the same river twice. The river of yesterday is not the same of the river of today. But Buddha said a little more. The same person even cannot step into the same river twice. See? Because this moment the person and the next moment the person, they are not same. Everything there is, you see, decay and there is death moment to moment. Because from the Buddhistic point of view, we live from moment to moment. My first moment of desire, as soon as it is fulfilled, the death of that desire. So also, when the mind-body, they disintegrate, when there is no function of mind-body, when mind-body disintegrate, then it is called the death. But from the Buddhistic point of view, it is not the death. The person will be reborn again. There is rebirth. And how is that rebirth? They don't believe that anything lasts forever. There is nothing that you find lasting in both in mind-body. In the mind, everything is changing. There is ceaseless change in the mind, ceaseless change in the body. Though there is ceaseless change, though mind-body, they are in conflux, but still there is a rebirth. How it is possible? Now, the answer is that in our day-to-day life, we do so many actions. In our day-to-day life, we perform actions. We perform actions through our speech, through our deed, and through our thought. So in this speech, deed, and thought, all our, you see, things are not wholesome. And if we perform the wholesome action with these three doors, then the result will be wholesome. But sometimes we don't do that. Therefore, we accumulate the karma, which is like force, a kind of force, which is like a kind of force. So that, due to that force, there is the rebirth. Though they do not believe in any kind of permanent entity, though they do not believe in any kind of, you see, substance, but they believe in one thing, they believe in the karmic forces, that what I am doing today, I am, you see, creating my future. And what I am now, it is due to my past. So past, present and future, they are connected. There is no gap till I attain my enlightenment. It is always like a cycle. My past is now my present, and my future, I am giving a shape for my future. I am working for my future. Because whatever I am doing, there is the bank for my, you see, action. There is the bank. If I'm doing good work, then it is going in the good bank. If I'm not doing good work, then it is going in the bad bank. So everything is there. And I have to pay my, you see, due. The CPA is right on my head, the last dollar. So I cannot get rid of that. See, I have to pay back. But if we, you see, meditate, we can lighten our karma. That's why he is emphasizing so much about to meditate. Now what is that reborn? If there is nothing last, if everything is changing, then it is that which I have created that is taking a new shape. So there is the rebirth, there is no reincarnation. To reincarnate, you need something to stay forever. So So those people, those who believe in reincarnation, they believe in substance, they believe a permanent entity, they believe that there is a soul is there, and that soul no one can touch, no one can destroy, no one can burn, no one can wet that soul. Those who have read Bhagavad Gita, I'm sure you know very well. And in Bhagavad Gita, when Lord Krishna was giving advice to Arjuna, why you are not fighting? Go and fight for your right. So Arjuna was telling that, no Lord, I'm not going to fight because I don't want to kill the kinsmen, I don't want to kill my relatives, I don't want to kill my friends. I don't know why I have to kill all these and why you are advising me. So Lord Krishna said that you cannot kill anyone because the permanent entity, the soul, when they will die, that means they will change their old clothes and they will wear a new cloth. It is exactly like changing the old to the new, and the soul will be there, the Atma will be there. But in Buddhism, it is totally different because Lord Buddha, he was trying to solve the problem of the humanity. Out of his compassion, he tried to, you know, find a remedy for the dissatisfactoriness. And he did it by giving us the theory of dependent origination, that is, one thing depend on the other. Nothing happens without a cause. Everything has a cause. And that theory is the theory of cause and effect theory. Therefore, if there is suffering, suffering must have a cause. And cause is craving. And why we crave? Because we are ignorant, you see. These are the three root things. But actually, that theory, it is the 12. You see, links are there. Yes, there's the 12 links are there.
You know, we have a popular saying in English that every 7 years the body is completely changed, that every 7 years there's nothing left over. And that's a very popular thing. I mean, we don't take it any further, but just about everybody's heard that 7 years from now, nothing that I have in my body here will be there. It will all be new and different. But it will be there, dependent on what's here now.
Is only the craving then what makes us to be born again?
Yeah, due to craving, so we do certain actions, and due to craving, we have so many different desires, endless desire. And if those desires are not fulfilled, then we do more and more. In that way, we perform wholesome actions and unwholesome action, superior action, neutral action. So due to all these different action, the people today we see inequalities, you see.
I mean, don't you think the difference, I'm just remembering the talk of concept and reality. Don't you think the difference is more conceptual than real?
The difference between the concept and real?
No, don't you think the difference between the Buddhist and the...
Pardon me?
The difference between the Buddhist concept of rebirth and reincarnation is more conceptual than real. I mean, something...
I think the rebirth and the reincarnation, it is the way you look at things. The reincarnation, they wanted to see something stays forever. They didn't like to accept death, you see. So nothing dies. It is only the body, which is like an old cloth. You are changing the old dress to a new dress. But Buddha, he wanted to see change altogether. Because if you accept change according to him, that means you must have confidence. Then change, if you accept change, then suffering will change. When suffering will change, then there will be happiness. And that happiness will change into tranquility. Mind gets calm. And that tranquility will bring rapture. And rapture will bring concentration. Then concentration will bring the detachment. Why? Because due to your concentration, you get insight. And when you get insight, you will be able to see things as they are. And at that time, you get detached. And with this detachment from the suffering,
you come to detachment, and this detachment will give your deliverance from suffering, which means nirvana. See, each little, they are like little tears, but each one is like a tutor, you see.
Also, in Pali it doesn't say rebirth, it just says birth.
Huh?
In the Pali it just says jati.
Jati.
It's only the English translation that says rebirth.
Rebirth.
So, in the Pali it just says birth.
Birth, but...
It doesn't say rebirth anymore, than it says re-death.
Jati jara marana.
And where does the accumulated merit come from?
So is it polar? So I think
thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.